across five regions: Southeast Asia, the Middle East, Africa, Europe, and America. Some of the countries taking part include Indonesia, Malaysia, Brunei Darussalam, Thailand, Singapore, the Philippines, Iran, Syria, Pakistan, Afghanistan, India, Bangladesh, Kuwait, Turkey, Yemen, and Palestine. From Africa, participants come from Egypt, Libya, Tanzania, Mauritania, Guinea, Kenya, Central Africa, Nigeria, Ivory Coast, Ghana, Somalia, Chad, Cameroon, Burkina Faso, Guinea-Bissau, and Mozambique. Meanwhile, from Europe, participants come from the Netherlands, Russia, Sweden, and Italy. From America, there is participant from Canada. The second news. As a total as 45 container trucks of aid from Indonesia, People for Palestine, distributed by the Indonesian National Board of Zakat, arrived in Gaza on Tuesday. These container trucks of humanitarian assistance were sent through Rafah in collaboration with Egyptian humanitarian agencies by Zakat wa As-Sadaqat and Sunnah Al-Hayah. Head of the Basnas, Nur Ahmad, through a statement in Jakarta on Thursday, conveyed this aid is expected to ease the burdens of brothers and sisters in Palestine. He also detailed that the aid, which was sent, carried more than 50,000 cartons of packages containing various basic needs such as noodles, rice beans, cheese, canned tuna, biscuits, juice boxes, flour sauces, and dates. He mentioned that the aid of 45 container trucks is the first step because it will be followed by the next shipment of aid, with up to hundreds of trucks that will be channeled through Basnas partners in Egypt. If possible, Basnas will build a public kitchen and health service in Gaza. The third news. Indonesia Minister of Finance Sri Mulyani Indrawati has ensured that social assistance funds are not affected by the budget efficiency directive requested by President Prabowo Subianto. At BRI Microfinance Outlook 2025 in Tangerang, Banten on Thursday, she pointed out that the state spending target in fiscal year 2025 reached 3,621.3 trillion rupiah to optimize the ceiling of state expenditure. The government made budget adjustments to be sharper and more efficient based on President Prabowo's instruction to ministries and institutions. The efficiency aims at ensuring that the state budget can really be directly enjoyed by the community. In contrast, various other budget items have been adjusted, such as official travel, stationery, and various ceremonial activities that do not have a direct impact on the community. Previously, she further issued a letter ordering ministries or institutions to carry out budget efficiency on 16 expenditures items. The fourth news. Indonesia Minister of Agriculture Andi Amran Sulaiman said that the rice production in January until March 2025 is predicted to increase by 50%. He also explained that the data was obtained from the Central Bureau of Statistics, on which in January 2025, it increased by 50% compared to last year and is predicted to increase by 49% in February and 51% in March 2025. In a press conference at the Ministry of Agriculture office in Jakarta on Thursday, he pointed out that the data owned by the Bureau is in accordance with the facts that occur in the field. According to him, along with the increasing amount of rice production, the Ministry of Agriculture and Central Statistics Agency have just established cooperation in order to strengthen agricultural data. Minister Amran also explained that with the signing of a memorandum of understanding, all agricultural data can only be issued by the Bureau. Acting head of the Central Statistics Agency, Amalia Adininger Widyasanti, conveyed that the collaboration between Central Statistics Agency and the Ministry of Agriculture is an important moment to support the formulation of development policies, especially in agriculture. The fifth news. Indonesia Minister of Cooperatives Budi Aristiadi explained that during the 100 working days in their red and white cabinet, he focused on increasing public confidence so that they would want to cooperate. Therefore, he considers cooperatives to be a constitutional instrument to improve people's welfare. In Jakarta on Thursday, he explained that cooperatives are constitutional instruments for people to do business and improve welfare. He further said during the 100 working days in President Prabowo's administration, several cooperative strengthening programs have been carried out by his side. The programs include rebranding cooperatives, assisting the free nutritious meal program, and revitalizing cooperatives, launching a new logo, and institutional structuring. The sixth news. Indonesian Coordinating Minister for Political and Security Affairs Budi Gunawan conveyed that his office has provided legal assistance to ministries, state-owned enterprises, and regional-owned enterprises to avoid corrupt practices and financial governance internal policies that can trigger corrupt practices. In the official press release of the Coordinating Ministry for Political and Security Affairs broadcast on Thursday, he explained the assistance was provided by the Coordinating Desk for Corruption Prevention and Governance Improvement formed by the Coordinating Minister for Political and Security Affairs. Since the desk was formed, there have been 2,164 legal items of assistance provided to various ministries, state-owned enterprises, and regional-owned enterprises. The total of 2,164 includes 91 legal opinions provided to state-owned enterprises and regional-owned enterprise to ensure that every policy and business decision is in line with the regulation. This is in line with President Prabowo Subianto's order asking that corruption eradication focuses not only on case disclosure but also prevention efforts. And the final news. The ambassador of the Kingdom of Thailand to Indonesia, Prapan Disyathat, expressed his desire to strengthen people-to-people contact with Indonesia, along with the 75th anniversary of diplomatic relations of both countries. Ambassador Prapan at the Indonesian Minister of Foreign Affairs in Jakarta on Thursday pointed out that this year is a very important year for Thailand and Indonesia. It is an opportunity to reflect on long-term relation and also look forward to further strengthen ties between the two countries. The statement was made by the Thai ambassador at the launch of the logo for the 75th anniversary of Indonesia-Thailand diplomatic relations at the Indonesian Ministry of Foreign Affairs. Ambassador Prapan expected that Thailand and Indonesia were able to establish closer cooperation. One of the efforts to be strengthened is through people-to-people contacts of both countries. To materialize it, this year, the World Thai Embassy plans to organize a cultural show in collaboration with the Indonesian Ministry of Foreign Affairs. According to him, the event will not only show Thailand's desire to improve dialogue, but also provide an opportunity for the people in the two countries to appreciate and deepen their understanding of each other's culture and see what they have in common. And that was Newsline.
Voice of Indonesia.
Drumming my pain with his fingers, singing my life with his words, killing me softly with his song, killing me softly with his song, telling my whole life with his words, killing me softly. With his song.
Yo,
yeah.
This is Wack Clef, Refugee
Cat,
Rizewell, Little Baby sitting up here on the beach. While I'm on this road, I got my girl L. One time. Hey yo, L, you know you got the lyrics.
I heard he sang a good song. I heard he had a style, and so I came to see him and listen for a while. And there he was, this young boy, stranger to my eyes.
RRA Digital with New Look.
programa en español.
RRI Digital. Available on Google Store and App Store. RRI Digital.
I'm falling in love in Jakarta. I'm falling in love in Jakarta. I'm falling in love in Jakarta. Jika nanti banyak cobaan untuk cinta kita dan perasaanmu, apalagi sama, jangan menyerah. Hadapi bersama. I won't let you go, and don't let me go. I'm falling. 'Cause I'm falling in love in Jakarta. I'm falling in love in Jakarta. And you count, yang mampu buatku terkilah-kilah. Dua kosong dua tiga, no, aku satu empat tiga. Oh, I'm falling. I'm falling in love in Jakarta.
That was Alvin Joe with Falling in Love in Jakarta. And hello, Voi listener. Welcome back to Indonesia Today with your host, Ray, where I'll be accompanying you for the next 5 hours, providing you with news, information, and also entertainment from Indonesia to the world. And don't forget that this broadcast program can be viewed from our broadcast in online streaming voinews.id, shortwave in 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz, and also our application in RRA Digital for those of you who love watching on demand. As of a listener, in this beautiful day of today, we are providing you, of course, with lots and lots of information, so always stay tuned. Just like Alvin Joe that falls in love in Jakarta, how about I ask you this question? When and where did you fall in love? Maybe there are some stories behind it, and maybe that you want to share. Just make sure to share it through our RRA Digital so that we can maybe reply to your messages and maybe tell stories from the listener and also the host and also the admins and Voice of Indonesia. So enough of me yapping around. Let's listen to another song from Novia Bahwit with Yella.
And show them. They try to put you on trash. I won't keep silent. Some people try to break your life. Don't get distracted. Some people try to crush your spine. Don't get it twisted. Keep pointing your heart to the sky like a pyramid.
Voice of Indonesia.
The beaches in Lombok have long been known to be beautiful and amazing. This also makes the Thousand Island Mosque now one of the favorite destinations of foreign tourists. The foreign tourists are thirsty for the panorama of virgin nature and rarely touched by humans. One of them is Sugar Beach. Sugar Beach is one of the legendary and popular attractions in central Lombok Regency. The exact position is in the Sukadane village area, Pujut district, including one of the mainstay of Mandalika. This beach is actually still in line with Kuta Beach, Lombok. The two destinations are only about 2 kilometers apart. A visitor departing from Lombok International Airport, it takes about 30 minutes to get to Sugar Beach. If you want to stay in the Senggigi area, the trip will take about 1.5 hours. Visitors does not need to worry about access. The condition of the road to the Mandalika area is very good. The Sugar Beach area is quite extensive. There are several points that you can explore to enjoy its natural beauty. Each side of this destination offers different panorama, also spoil the eye. For those who want to see the charm of the beautiful Sugar Beach from a height, you can go up to the hill around the beach. In Sugar Beach, you will find a row of statues around the beach. The statues are in the North Beach, where the ocean current are calmer. You will see a kind of monument that depicts a princess about how to free herself from three men. This statue is none other than the legend of Princess Mandalika. Thousands of people believe that Sugar Beach is the location of Princess Mandalika to drown herself. Until now, the legend continues to be preserved through the Baunyale festival. When the annual event is held, residents will be busy trying to catch sea worms. This animal is believed to be a congratulations of Princess Mandalika. Well, listeners, that was our segment Indonesian Wonder featuring Segara Lombok Beach. I'm Nukuk Smarty. Thank you for listening.
and ponder. I could make you prouder. Flying to the higher stars.
To the higher stars.
Yeah, bigger chains and dancing in the rain. I'm living on a jet plane. I got so much more to gain.
So much more to gain.
I can be the silver lining in the cloud. I'ma show the world what I'm about. I will sing out loud. They say that I just don't have it. They say, just go back, forget it. They say, I say, well I'm just gonna get it. I say, I won't stop till I made it. I say, I will not regret it. I say, I can be the silver lining in the cloud. I'ma show the world what I'm about. I will sing out loud. If you're feeling stronger, clap your hands. I can be that hole in the universe. I can be the joy that you deserve. I'll sing out loud. If you're feeling lonely, tag your friends. Let's take it higher now.
At RA Digital with New Look, various collaborative content from various national programs, including live visual broadcast, live radio broadcast, music playlist, podcast, video news, and various users' interaction features in the game. Various interesting content such as live, comments and shares, as well as live chat with broadcasters and users. Direct messaging and private chat facilities between app users are also available. RRE Digital. Available on Google Store and App Store. RRE Digital.
Thank you. cantikmu itu aku.
Ancient kingdom, changing and opening slowly over hundreds of years. A historical city on the move. A celebration of remarkable heritage, grandeur of the past. Wondrous ancient architecture and the outstanding universal values behind, where art absorbs the audience into colorful drama. The exotic mesmerizes. Extraordinary feats exhilarate. And bring us back to the land of the ancient mountains. A myriad of outdoor adventures. In exceptional panoramic nature. Exciting variety. Is a land of historical significance, where the old days are celebrated, local cuisine cherished. Preparing for a thrilling ride on the vast sea of sand in Bromo, East Java. Wonderful Indonesia.
Polo Palo is Gorontalo traditional musical instrument which has been rooted in people's lives. The musical instrument, which is made of bamboo, used to be a means of communication in society, especially people in villages. It was used to make people gather in harvest season or make them gather to spend time before sleep. However, time has changed the function of Polo Palo. Now Polo Palo has been modified into musical instrument that accompanies songs and sounds enjoyable. Not only in Gorontalo, artists keep trying to introduce Polo Palo musical instrument overseas.
I know the musical instrument in elementary school. I just know it a little bit.
There was Vera, a 16-year-old student, when asked about Gorontalo traditional musical instrument, Polo Palo. Until now, she even hasn't watched performance of the musical instrument made of bamboo. Unlike Vera, Iwan, a 40-year-old man, has seen Polo Palo contest besides at school.
Pernah, masih sejak saya masih SMP. Malah
yes, I have seen it when I was in junior high school. I even saw it in a competition like from 5 kilometers. The one who could play it loudly, that's the winner.
Long time ago, Polo Palo functioned as the means of communication among villagers in Gorontalo. Nina from Gorontalo Province of Education and Culture Service, who is also responsible for Gorontalo Innovasi Art Studio, explained.
The sound used to be like a symbol. It symbolized gathering among farmers. Let's say in harvest season, youth got excited, inviting friends together on the mountain. Tang, tang, tang. They answered over there. Tang, tang, tang. Oh, it means they wanted to go down. Just like that.
When it comes to the sound of the musical instrument, Arthur Galwanta, artist and composer in Gorontalo Innovasi, made an explanation.
Maksudnya bukan saya bukan tidak nada, tetapi tidak beraturan.
Actually, it doesn't mean it doesn't have tone, but it is not organized. What important is that it sounds loud. When it comes to sound, it's not all about tone, but loudness. That's how competition in village work. The loudest is the winner.
Davis, 26-year-old youth, who is in the past few years has been active in Gorontalo Innovasi, a culture art studio which is managed by Gorontalo provincial government. He just plays Polo Palo in art studio or competition, not at home like Gorontalo people did in the past.
Soalnya kalau main di rumah kan ntar dibilang orang.
No. If I play it at home, people will think that I am crazy. Many people are not concerned about it. Few people still show care to it.
Seeing the condition, Gorontalo Provincial Education and Culture Service, supported by artists, tries to introduce this instrument to people. This was explained by Nina.
Yang musik polo-polo ini kami berusaha setiap tahun itu membuat festival.
Yes, polo-polo music. We try to hold traditional music festival to dig and preserve this instrument because it is rarely used for events. So in Gorontalo, I often make polo-polo festival to preserve it and introduce it to children that we have a special traditional musical instrument to conserve.
In addition, Polo Palo musical instrument is developed as Nina revealed.
Karena ini kebutuhan kita saja kita bikin modifikasi bagi.
We just modify it to make young generation interested. It just sounds tang tang tang. No tone. Now we make it more rhythmic.
Development of Polo Palo musical instrument is a pleasant progress, as Davis said.
Tapi kan ada yang udah dimodifikasi kayak model begini udah bernada.
This musical instrument has been modified with tune. It has been developed. It used to have one tone only.
So, what encouraged Gorontalo artist Arthur Galwanta to develop Polo Palo musical instrument?
Karena keunikannya yang jarang kita bisa dapat di daerah landa.
Because of its uniqueness that we rarely find in other regions, so this is just in Gorontalo. It is made of bamboo with particular making.
It is how to make it that makes Polo Palo produce different sound.
Polo Palo ini ada dua macam.
There are two kinds of polo palo. This is polo palo. But this one is tonggobi, which has hole. Then it is split to produce a louder sound. I open it, I close it. So this is the uniqueness.
Polo Although it is simple, it is not that easy to produce a good sound quality of Polo Polo. Nina from Gorontalo Education and Culture Service said,
karena ini kan tidak bisa ambil bulu sembarangan, dia harus ada processingnya, harus.
We cannot take random bamboo. It needs procession. It should be the long one. It needs requirements to make it durable. Like this one. It's been a year and it is not broken. But I found one that once I beat it, the bamboo broke. So it needs special treatment by choosing certain bamboos that produce preferred tone.
The struggle of tourists to introduce and preserve Polo Polo musical instrument in order not to be limited in Gorontalo only, as stated by Nina.
Buktinya saya dari tahun 2007 waktu Asian Choir.
We proved it in 2007 on Asian Choir Festival. The song that we perform is entitled Polo Polo, and we got bronze in 16 countries. I played Polo Polo at that time. I did it.
The uniqueness of the musical instrument made of bamboo even attracted foreigners like Debris stated.
Bahkan kemarin waktu kita tampil di mana di Austria itu.
When we perform in Austria, some people ask for Polo Polo. We gave it to each judge.
So, how is the preservation of the bamboo musical instrument in the future? Arthur Galuanta stated.
Secara tradisi, tidak perlu disosialisasi.
As a tradition, this musical instrument needs to be promoted because it is live indie, but it needs to be arranged musically. Therefore, we as a part of the art studio of the provincial government are responsible to make it popular.
Polo is now getting popular among foreigners. However, preservation and introduction of this musical instrument should be done to survive in the developing era.